Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed, a global summit to empower women in 100 countries around the world via live stream. Our show is also sponsored by the Decatur Pediatric Group, providing medical care for kids from newborn to 19 years old. They have convenient locations in Decatur, Lithonia, Smyrna, and Covington. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with motivational speaker, Ms. DeAndra Christopher. My guest today is a native of Montgomery, Alabama. She earned her degree in business administration from American Intercontinental University. Today, she is the founder and president of DeAndra C. LLC. Her organization offers motivational speaking and coaching services. We are honored to have on the phone today a woman whose motivational speaking ability touches the heart and soul of her audience members and inspires them to become better people. Ms. DeAndra Christopher, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
All right. Well, it's time to get up close with Ms. DeAndra Christopher. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Well, DeAndra, what inspired you to get into motivational speaking?
Actually, I became a motivational speaker by fate. I was sharing my testimony at a homegoing celebration back in 2005 about me being a victim of violence. I was stabbed in my back and left for dead. My right lung was punctured and collapsed. And as I was sharing my testimony, the spirit came over me and I said, the person who did what they did to me 10 years ago is in the house today. I have forgiven you and love you. And that person happens to be there, and I wasn't aware that she was there. And so she stood up and said, I'm here. And from that day forward, I start receiving phone calls from the local news media in Montgomery, Alabama, and they did a story on us in the local newspaper. And from there, I start receiving speaking engagements. So I decided to step out on faith and start doing speaking engagements full-time and created DeAndra C. LLC and just took off from there.
Oh, right. Well, you speak very passionately about the power of forgiveness. Why is this topic so near and dear to your heart?
Because I realized for 7 years I was walking in unforgiveness, and that was the most unhappy time of my life. It took me 7 years to forgive the person who committed that crime, who harmed me. And I realized the weight of unforgiveness after I had forgiven. But I realized once I forgave her and I prayed about it, it seemed like a ton of weight was lifted off of me. And so I actually tried to reach out to her at the time to let her know that I had forgiven her and I love her. And I remember how awesome it felt to just feel that way. And I wanted to spread that feeling across the world to let people know that forgiveness is for self. You must forgive and let go in order for you to heal. It's not necessarily for the person who actually harmed you. It's more so for you to be free from that anger and that pain and be able to move forward and live your best life. Because as long as you're walking in unforgiveness, it hurts. It's physical pain, it's emotional, it's spiritual pain, it's all sorts of pain come with holding on to unforgiveness. And so I just believe that it is important to just forgive and let go so that you can be free.
So is that what you wish more people knew about forgiveness?
Yes, the power of forgiveness. And also, not that, I also want people to realize that each and every last one of us at some point in time in our life need to be forgiven for something. So I realized once I was able to forgive her that there were some things that I needed to ask for forgiveness for and wanted to be forgiven for. And so, yes, I want people to understand that the power of forgiveness is healing, is freedom and forgiveness. It is love and forgiveness. It's joy and forgiveness. And you're able to live your best life. Once I forgave, the creative juice started floating in my just in my spirit and in my mind, and it opened up doors for me. And the door, like today, speaking on your radio station and able to share my testimony, once I forgave her, it opened up new doors and avenues, and I was able to utilize that platform now to speak around the world to be able to help other people overcome. So, you know, once you let go of that pain, you never know what's on the other side of that pain. There's opportunities waiting on you. I know for sure there's peace and there's healing and there's joy on the other side of forgiveness.
All right. Well, what are some of the other services your company, DeAndre C., offers?
We offer coaching service, life coaching, individual one-on-one service. We also do career coaching where we can help you prepare for interviews and promotion and resume for your career to move forward. We do speaking engagements, of course, all over, keynote speaking. We do half-a-day seminars where we can come in and do team building, networking, and help your organization to become a better organization. We also do mediation. Once I forgave the young lady who actually stabbed me, we for 18 months we went around to local schools and communities and worked as mediators with kids, rivals, and gang members and at-risk youth amongst, you know, committing senseless violence and helping them come together and make peace and forgive. And we also offer We also offer seminars for domestic violence. We go into women's shelters. We've gone into, like, the Family Sunshine Center and work with women who've been victims of domestic violence and to help them overcome and find their self-esteem and their self-worth and self-love and have given them tools to move forward in their lives.
Beautiful, beautiful. DeAndre, how often do you think about your legacy, and what would you like it to be?
I think about my legacy daily. My legacy is just like my makeup in the morning. When I get up in the morning, and it is a part of my prayer when I lay down at night. So it's constantly there making sure that I'm walking in purpose and doing what I need to do to leave behind my legacy, helping each person that I come across to spread love and joy and peace to that person and praying and hoping that they're living in purpose and on purpose in the life that they desire to have. Also leaving behind the foundation and the power of letting others know what forgiveness would do for them. Also, people walking by faith. There's also power in faith, and that is one of the topics that I often speak on is believing in yourself and the power of your faith and how having faith will lead you to the place that you desire to be. So a man thinketh, so shall it be. Whatever it is that you do willing on will become a part of your life or your atmosphere, and that is a part of your faith. That's what you're believing in. So my legacy is, the part of my legacy is I want people to always be conscious aware of what it is that they want, and whatever it is that you want, that's what you desire and you believe in. Always walk in love and always be aware of your energy and your presence that you're taking into a room. Always be a glimpse of hope and a light to someone, and always give someone a helping hand, even on your worst day, and it will make you feel better.
Well, and that kind of leads me into my next question. How important is it for you to be seen as an inspirational figure?
It is very important to be seen as an inspirational figure because that's what I stand for and I believe in, and I want to inspire people, and that's what I wake up to do every day, whether it's a speaking engagement, whether it's a coaching session, or whether it's a conversation between myself and my daughter or my girlfriends or my parents. You know, I always inspire to inspire others. And so, you know, I live for that. It gives me energy. It gives me hope as well as me trying to help others.
All right. Well, DeAndre, tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in the new PYNTK Businesswomen in the City magazine.
I saw that it was a good platform. I saw other women in the network at the speaking engagement that we had down at the Atlanta Firm Bank, and I spoke with some of them, and I saw what the magazine did for their business. So I saw the opportunity to be a part of the magazine. I thought that it was an outstanding platform to be a part of, and I put an ad in the magazine.
All right. And finally, excuse me, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can contact me by DeAndreC.com or my Facebook page, which is Deandra C. All of my social media is Deandra C, whether Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And you can also contact me by calling me at 404-563-4923.
Now, Deandra, did you want to leave anything with our listeners regarding, or before we pretty much wrap up, did you want to leave anything with our listeners regarding forgiveness?
Yes. I pray that each and every last one of us search our heart, and whatever it is that you are holding on to, whether it's big or small, whether it was an argument last night or an argument last year, I pray that you're able to go in and to let it go and forgive the person who you are at odds with. It is freedom for your soul, your mind, your spirit, and your peace of mind. Let it go and move forward. You will be amazed at when you let it go, how you even breathe different. So just let it go. There is healing and power and forgiveness. And always remember, it is for you and not actually the individual that you are forgiving.
All right. Well, motivational speaker, Ms. DeAndra Christopher, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Spark Plug and People You Need to Know magazine. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak on your show.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like motivational speaker DeAndra Christopher. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another blue ribbon job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. Until next time, I wish you only the best.